I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Vatican has released the schedule for Pope Francis' visit to Panama for World Youth Day in January. The Pope will be meeting with young people who are unable to attend the celebrations, some of whom are in jail and others are living with HIV. He will also be meeting with bishops from Central America and will be dedicating the altar in Panama's recently renovated 400-year-old cathedral. During his trip, the Pope will celebrate two masses and give seven speeches. Pope Francis is visiting Panama January 23rd through the 27th. According to the aid group Save the Children, around 85,000 children in Yemen under the age of 5 may have died of hunger and disease since the country's civil war started in 2015. The United Nations stated that over 1.3 million children have suffered from severe acute malnutrition since the start of the civil war. The war between the Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels has caused a massive humanitarian crisis. 75% of people in Yemen need life-saving assistance, and over 8 million are at risk of starving. According to the Associated Press, some areas of Yemen are on the edge of famine. Light rain in areas of Northern California could help those fighting the wildfire while also increasing the risk of flash floods, which could affect aid crews searching for those missing. Forecasters also warned about rain in Southern California that could cause mud and rock slides. Officials stated that around 870 people in California were still unaccounted for. At a panel discussion at Georgetown University, speakers reviewed how voters' religious affiliation affected the midterm elections. Pew Research Center's data shows that white Catholics still lean Republican, Hispanic Catholics lean Democratic, and white evangelicals are more Republican-favoring than ever. The National Election Pool's exit polls show that 75% of white voters who see themselves as evangelical or born-again Christians voted for Republican House candidates, and Catholics were split down the middle, with 50% of Catholics having voted for Democrats and 49% for Republicans. The data seems to show Catholics are dividing into two groups, one that leans heavily Republican and the other leans heavily Democratic. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.